Remember to buy Dill's Best Smoking Tobacco in its bright yellow tin at 15 cents or Marlboro Tobacco in its gay red tin or pouch at 10 cents. Dill's Best and Model Smoking Tobaccos present Pipe Smoking Time, which they dedicate tonight to the Boy Scouts of America, the organization which is doing such splendid work in preparing our future citizens to guide the destinies of our nation. So puff your cares away with Pick and Pat and their pipe-smoking buddies, Dill's Best Yellow Jackets, and our baritone soloist, Edward Roker, that model smoker. Gentlemen, Pipe Smoking Time is yours!
On my time. Come here, Pilkus.
Yeah, what you want?
Boy, you know, I went in swimming that dual swimming hole, and I had to stay in the water for 10 hours.
You had to stay in the water 10 hours?
No. That's because I was just like a traveling salesman whose baggage was misplaced.
Now, what you mean you was like a traveling salesman whose baggage was misplaced?
I lost my trunks.
Well, that ain't nothing. You know, I remember last year one time when I went in a swimming. I had to stay in the water for 20 hours.
You had to stay in the water 20 hours?
20 hours.
Holy smoke.
No, holy bathing suit. Wait till the people went home. You know, that swimming talk sort of reminds me, Sonny Boy.
What?
Tell me, how do you teach a gal how to swim?
Boy, that is a mess of pleasure, you know it?
You like it?
Yeah. Well, first you put your arm gently around the waist.
Yeah,
then you take hold of her, put a little lily white hand.
Yeah.
And then
wait a minute. This is my mother-in-law.
Oh, push her off the dock.
I didn't know that. Say, you know something? I'm surprised that you finding time to go out to the beach and swimming.
Why?
I thought you was busy down at your farm in Virginia.
Man, I'm busy as a bum of bee down there, you know it?
I bet you is.
Yeah, you know that little talking dog I got that Shorty Mac man give me?
Yeah, I know him.
Well, yesterday I was clipping off his tail and the dog moved.
Yeah,
then I say, listen here, dog, ain't you gonna stand still till I cut your tail off?
Yeah, what did he say?
Dog said, no, this is my tail and I'm gonna stick to it.
You know them? I don't know what I'm going to do this year on my vaccination.
Why?
You know, I think I'm going down south and see my mammy.
You're going to see your big, fat, juicy, greasy mammy?
Yes, Sonny Boy. Doggone it, you know, I wish right now that I was back on my mammy's knee.
Yeah, you look more like you should be sitting on some comedian's knee.
What comedian's knee?
Edgar Bergen's.
Yeah. Whoa, wait a minute.
You know, the only difference between Charlie McCarthy and you is Charlie got a high silk hat.
Well, what you talking about? I got a high silk hat.
Well, then there ain't no difference.
Oh, will you quit that? I think I'm going to take my little nephew, Useless, down there with me on a vacation when I go.
Little old Useless?
Yeah.
What do that little rascal look like anyhow?
Oh, Sonny Boy, he's something. I'll show you. Here. Here's a picture of little Useless right here. It was taken yesterday at the zoo.
Well, I swear, he sure is a brave little old cuss, ain't he?
What you mean?
Look at that rascal standing right next to that big gorilla right there.
Gorilla?
Yeah.
That ain't no gorilla, you fool. That's me.
Oh, that's you, huh?
Listen here, don't you realize calling me a gorilla, I can cause you a crowd of trouble?
You mean the gorilla might sue me for libel?
Yeah, just same as Shorty McMahon.
You know, that's right. I forgot a gorilla is suing us for libel, ain't it?
Yeah, that's right. But look, what are you going to do on your vaccination?
Well, the first thing, I'm going to take up lots of exercise.
You need it.
Yeah, I don't feel fit unless I have my game of squash every day.
Your game of squash? Where at? The gym?
No, in the subway.
Oh.
You know, I don't know where to go on my vaccination.
Well, listen here, Sonny Boy. Why don't you be a big traveling man and go around traveling in a trailer?
Oh, no. You know, my uncle, he had an accident in one of them only last week.
He had an accident?
Yeah.
What happened?
Boy, the trailer was going 60 miles an hour.
60 miles an hour.
And he stepped off the front porch.
truly dear. Life with its sorrow, life with its tears, fades into a dream when I feel you are near. For I love you truly, truly dear. A love is something to feel your kind heart. Ah, yes, is something by your side to stand. Gone is the sorrow, gone the unfeeling. For I love you truly.
Tonight, as you puff your cares away, we hope your pipe is filled with Model Smoking Tobacco or Dill's Best, whichever suits your smoking taste and habit. If your choice is Model, you're probably still wondering how such a delightful, cool, mellow smoke with such natural tobacco flavor and fragrance can be bought for only 10 cents. It is truly a model of pipe...
Did you say 10 cents?
Yes, I said 10 cents. It is truly a model of pipe tobacco value. Dill's Best in its classic yellow tin at 15 cents is also winning new friends every day. Young men and old-timers both find modern Dill's as mild to meet modern smoking habits. But Dill's Best is rich and satisfying in taste and aroma, the way steady pipe smokers like their tobacco, especially when they find it cool and mild so they can smoke a lot of it. And now we hear the Dill's Best Yellow Jacket special arrangement of Where or When, the solo being played for you by our leader, Benny Kruger, the master of the saxophone.
Come on out here. Ain't you glad that old libel suit that old Short has been bringing up against us has done been decided and it's all over with?
Well, you mean the one he brought just because we said he was trying to swindle us out of that model tobacco money?
Yeah, that's the one.
Is it done, finished over, and commenced to begin, to start, to begin? Is it all over with?
It's all over with. The case come up today, and I just got a telescratch here from our lawyer giving the decision.
Well, what do the telescratch say? Bust it open, let's see.
Here it is right here.
Yeah.
It say, honesty has won.
Ain't that good? Boy, we'll have to appeal, won't we?
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Say here that Shorty McMahon has won the case and us got to pay him $1,000 for libel.
Oh, now, that's ransom money. Us ain't going to be able to pay that.
Yeah, well, I know it. And I know that little old Shorty, too. You know that rascal, he's going to have us put in jail. Period.
Well, what you mean, period?
Well, period always goes with a sentence.
Yeah.
Well, hello, boys. How are you?
Hello, period.
Now, boys, I won the libel suit, and you fellas are going to have to pay me $1,000.
No, now. We ain't got no $1,000, Shorty.
No,
sir. We's all packed up anyhow. We ready to go to jail.
Yes, sir. Go ahead now and send us up to that famous summer resort, Sing Sing on the Hudson. You know, they got a radio program up there. Us can be funny men's on there, too.
Well, what radio program?
You know, the community sing-sing. My Uncle Rhubarb says it's nice up there. Good fishing, too.
Yeah. He was shot up by the police a lot, wasn't he?
Boy, he was shot by the police so much, they use him as a blueprint for Swiss cheese.
Yeah, well, look. You know them? I wish you'd send us to some jail up in the mountains, Shorty. You know, I dearly do love my mountainous country.
Yeah, and Shorty, give the model boss man our love, cause when us is in jail, us won't be able to broadcast for good old model tobacco no more.
Yeah, that's right. No more model program for pure sweet us.
No, sir.
Yeah, but you know we's on the air from Sing Sing when you hear the theme song, The Bars and Stripes Forever.
Well, if I let them go to jail, I won't have any model program. Say, listen, boys, don't let's talk about jail.
Huh?
How about paying me $500?
No, sir, Shorty, us is guilty. Us is a menace to the public. Us is public mess number one. Us want to pay our debt to society. Us insist on going to the Steel Chateau.
Oh, yeah, you is right. I've already hauled off and phoned the warden. I told him to have my room done over again in baby blue. I love it.
Well, now, listen, boys.
Yeah.
How about paying me $200?
No, sir, Shorty, no, sir. Us got to go to jail. Us got to be there in time for the graduation exercises. Four relatives is getting diplomas, and one of them is getting his third degree.
Yeah. And another one's been made a professor.
A professor?
Yes, sir. He's just been given the chair of electricity.
Now, wait a minute, boys. Now, I tell you, please don't. I'll tell you what to do. Give me $100.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Us wants to go to jail. We have to go.
Well, now, I tell you, boys, I won the $1,000 libel suit, but, all right, you owe me nothing. Now, how's that?
Well, wait a minute now. What do you say to that, Pat?
I say no, that's what I say.
You tell it.
Yeah. Hey, Shorty, you got to pay us $500 and two pair of pants.
Hey, you? Why, you good-for-nothing, you low-down stamp, you?
Oh, good-for-nothing, huh? Everybody hear that?
Yeah!
Uh-huh, that's just what us wanted for 2 months. Now us can sue you, short people.
Yeah, you got it.